From Washington, this is VOA News. Britain has grounded all flights returning to the country from the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. The move follows British and U.S. intelligence reports suggesting a Russian passenger plane that crashed last week, killing all 224 people on board, was downed by a bomb. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Britain is the first country to halt all flights out of Sharm el-Sheikh following Saturday's Metrojet crash. At a news conference with visiting Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, Prime Minister David Cameron said he was acting to protect the 20,000 British tourists scheduled to fly home from the Egyptian airport during the coming days. Britain has sent security teams to Sharm el-Sheikh to check security measures. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Meantime, President Obama says he thinks there is a possibility that a bomb destroyed the Russian jetliner. In an interview with the Seattle, Washington radio station, President Obama said U.S. investigators and the intelligence community will be working to find out before any definitive pronouncements. The outgoing U.N. envoy for Libya urged the country's rival leaderships to stop blocking the democratic process and to vote on a political agreement that lays out the composition of a future unity government. Bernardo León spoke to the U.N. Security Council in his final briefing on Thursday. Tanzania's new president, John Magufuli, was sworn in Thursday despite continuing disputes over the October 25th election. Magufuli promised to work hard to implement the pledges he made during the campaign. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.